Fondazione Radio Magica presents Two Countries in One Square, Transalpina Square, Gorizia. Written by Elena Commessatti, read by Elizabeth Colton.
Not all cities have something unique, but Gorizia does. It has a square split between two different countries, and that makes it the only one in Europe. It's called Transalpina Square. If you walk there, you can have one foot in Italy and one foot in Slovenia, and still be in the same square. One foot here, one foot there, and then click, have your photo taken. It's worth doing. Since Slovenia became a member of the European Union in 2004, there are no borders there anymore. The dividing walls have been demolished. So, Gorizia and Nova Gorica are no longer two cities on the border. They are the border. And the square is shared between the two countries. From the central train station in Gorizia, for example, you can get on a bus called the International Urban Line. And going through Piazza Transalpina, all of a sudden, you're in a different country and the language changes too. You can say good morning in Italian, buongiorno, and get back the reply in Slovenian, dober dan, tudi tebi, good morning to you. You can ask, how are you? Come stai? And they say, very well, thanks, and you? Dobro hvala, inti? The language changes, the landscape changes, the buildings change. In Nova Gorica, everything is fairly new, and the colours are all quite similar. Beige, white, cream, greenish, greyish. How amazing this Transalpina Square is. One foot here and one foot there, remember? And then click. You won't regret it. In the middle of this magical square, there is a huge mosaic made of granite and steel. It's enormous. This large mosaic is in the exact spot where there used to be a wall dividing Eastern Europe from Western Europe. The wall was as high as a person and had green iron wire all around it. There it is. The mosaic is right there to tell you that things in history change. Sometimes, luckily, for the better. At the Border Museum, which sits right in the square, there are lots of border passes on display. Do you know how people once crossed from one side to the other? It wasn't as simple as it is today. One foot here, one foot there, and then click. No, no. To go from Italy into what was once called the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia, you had to fill in forms and hand over a pass. In the museum, there are the names of the people who loved one another, who hated one another, and who were split up during the First and Second World Wars. These are the stories of the men, women, and children who lived through wars and pain. Names, photos, objects, memories. That's one of the reasons why we have museums, to remember. One foot here, one foot there, and then click. One foot here, one foot there, and then click. One foot here, one foot there, and then click.